From College Station in the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 3, 2011. Strong storm cells swept through parts of east and north central Texas on April 27th, bringing tornadoes along with some much-needed rain. The storms brought as much as 5 inches of rain to parts of extreme northeast Texas, central portions of east Texas from 3 to 4 inches. More common was a 1 inch to 1.5 inches that was received in parts of central and north Texas and the rolling plains regions. Parts of the panhandle received a trace of rain to 0.5 inch, while the drought worsened in south and west Texas. As the drought worsened in these areas, dryland spring crops were failing, and farmers were forced to delay or restrict planting of later season crops such as cotton and grain sorghum. Today I talked to Joe Taylor, AgriLife Extension Agent for Anacostia County, south of San Antonio.
We have been experiencing right now, we're into about our 8th month of extremely dry weather. And in fact, we haven't had any recorded rainfall in the county since September 22nd of 2010. Dryland corn was planted this spring in February. It's up. It's still green. I'm amazed that it's green. But it's about 3.5 foot tall, and it's already tossing out.
What kind of yields are you expecting from this crop?
If we receive rain today, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I would say by next week, the next 10 days, it's going to start twisting and firing, and it'll be brown. That crop will be zeroed out if we don't get any rain in the next week or two.
What about other crops?
Well, we're looking at possibly trying to harvest some wheat, but the wheat itself stopped at about 10 to 12 inches tall. I checked some wheat heads last week, and we're looking at 7, 8, 10 kernels to the head, and they're about half the normal size, so I'm going to say that that wheat will probably be zeroed out before they ever start harvesting because it's going to cost more to try to harvest it than what the crop is worth.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.